GOB 73, missed opportunities. I've eaten chicken Kiev in Kiev, bought Moroccan leather in Marrakesh, and sat listening to the Beach Boys sing California Girls in Long Beach with a Californian girl. Each of which, along with a tuna sandwich in Tunisia, represents lost opportunities. The thing is that my interest in birds was sparked in my early childhood, and the embers were fanned in my youth. But then there was the almost inevitable gap, shared, I found, by most lifelong birders. Ian Drury sang, "Sex and drugs and rock and roll are all my brain and body need." During our young adulthood, we tend to spend time chasing the opposite sex, getting on down to the sound, and overindulging in alcohol. Many of us get coupled up and form families. Money is short and time even shorter, so hobbies slide to the smallest back burner, barely keeping warm for future use. My travelling days started when I visited family in New Zealand, routing through Singapore and back via California, all without optics, let alone a field guide. On another occasion, I went via Fiji on the coattails of a hurricane, which took the tops off most of the palm trees and blew the birds into hiding. I recall seeing just one cormorant, one tropic bird, and a strange hook-beaked bird delving to the banana flowers outside my hotel room. I eventually identified what it was, but not until over 30 years later. I've racked my aging brain, but still cannot remember seeing any birds on a trip to Russia, except for the feral pigeons in Red Square. I must have seen birds in Morocco, particularly as I recall wandering out a fish market on the edge of a harbour. How is it that I can remember ribbon fish and hammerhead sharks being there for sale, but not what the gulls were around the harbour? At the camel market, I definitely remember being offered several camels in exchange for my girlfriend, but surely there would have been some birds knocking about the camel pens. The blank spots are so frustrating. Being a bit of a lister makes it worse. On a trip to Poland, I managed to create a list of one for Belarus, as I watched a common buzzard fly over the border post. I have several species on my Angola list, even though I've never been there. I just watched from the other side of the river separating it from Namibia. I never stepped outside of the airport grounds in the Cayman Isles en route from Jamaica to Cuba, but managed half a dozen birds, including an island endemic and the famed blue iguana. I never lost my love of birds, wild places and nature in general, so how come my bird ticker got turned off for a few years during my salad days? I remember the point, however, when it began to come back. It was in Tunisia on my one and only beach holiday. After a night watching the most incredible light show when noiseless lightning lit up the Mediterranean, I was turning lobster red on a sunbed when a beautiful swallowtail butterfly got up close and personal with my suntan cream. Too hot to burn more, I had wandered around the hotel grounds to find that we were in viewing distance of some salt pans. They were behind chain link and I had no binoculars, but the distant heat haze disrupted pans were alive with waders. I could make out stilts, but the rest were obscured. That feeling of frustration marks the beginning of finding my way back into birding. It was further peaked on our last outing before the flight home, when the guide announced that if we turned to our left and looked at the salt pans, we would be able to see a large flock of pink Floyds. Whoever knew about those songbirds?